actually speaking. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Ruth.
Hello.
This is Ross from Montreal.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank
Good.
You.
Good. And I'm fine, too. What my problem is, actually, for me, it isn't a problem, is that I'm living with, I'm 41 years old, and I'm living with a girl that's 22.
Yes.
And she has a young boy,
mm-hmm.
and he's almost four.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pregnant by me
mm-hmm.
now, and I haven't been interested in her from a sexual point of view recently, since she's been, well, she's quite pregnant now. She'll have the baby soon, in another couple of months.
Is that always the case with you? Do you always lose interest when a woman is pregnant?
Well, I've never had that experience before in my life.
I see.
It's the first time.
Are you worried of hurting the
Yes, I am. I make jokes and I say that, oh, geez, I might give it birthmarks or...
Right.
But and sometimes I just picture the child there and that I'm going to disturb the child.
Right. Look, first of all, instead of having intercourse, especially you are really expressing it beautifully. I bet you that there are many men out there who have had that same experience but couldn't maybe express it as well as you do. But let me tell you something. Since you have that feeling of maybe you're going to hurt the child, and since being pregnant is not a state that she's going to remain in, right?
Right.
I would say, why don't the two of you masturbate each other? And kind of hug her and be extremely attentive and loving, even though it is not intercourse.
Yeah.
But you also ought to tell her that. Because what she might think, especially since she's only 22, she might think that you are just not attracted to her anymore.
Right, well, that's what she thinks right now.
Yeah, that's very
bad. That's why I've called you.
Right, that's
very bad. Is to have your opinion.
My opinion is that immediately, like right after you hang up, to talk very openly with her by saying, look, honey, I do like you very much. Are you going to marry her?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Does she know that?
Not really, but...
Go out and get that ring. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Go right now, after you finish talking with
her. Yeah, that would help, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. And then do tell her that I said that there are some men who do have a fear. That does not mean that you are not attracted to her, that you're not going to marry her, that you're not going to take care of her
That's
first
right.
child.
That's what I've been trying to tell her.
Excellent.
And then, I felt that maybe...
And also give her some good orgasms with your hand and with your tongue and
let
her give you an orgasm without intercourse.
Right.
When is the baby due?
Pardon me?
When is that baby due?
In August.
Terrific. So that's almost. And so I would not say to you, force yourself to have intercourse. I would not say that. Because you could lose your erection.
I think that's what would happen.
Right.
And that's why I haven't...
No, you were very smart. You're a smart man because you have protected yourself. But in protecting yourself, you forgot that she is going to think that you are not attracted to her.
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
Good luck to
you.
Well,
thanks very much.
Happy marriage to you.
Thank you,
A
doctor.
Happy first child to you. Hold it. One more thing.
Yes.
Are you going to make sure that the four-year-old is going to know that you still love it?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
That's very important to me, and I think about that all the time.
And also, also what I did when I came home, my daughter was six when my son was born. What I did, I brought a beautiful gift for her from the hospital. So that she knew that she is still in that picture very much. I tell you something else. Sometimes friends forget to bring gifts for the older child.
Uh-huh.
Tell your then-wife to have a surprise bag. So that if anybody comes with a gift for the newborn...
That's a very good idea.
...to have a little gift for that older child in a bag.
Right.
All right?
That is a very good idea. Thank you very much for that idea.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.